Welcome to the Two Geeks in a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike.
Welcome, everybody. We are so glad you are joining us here on Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. We are pretty pumped today because we have a special guest that we'll introduce just in a moment. I am Stephen Boster, one of your co-hosts with the Two Geeks and a Microphone. I'm also joined by Mr. Michael Shanks. Hey, hello, Mike.
Hello, everybody in geekdom land.
So today we are joined with a special guest that Mike's going to interrupt. Did you catch that?
I'm going to interrupt him.
This is going to be great. So I am excited for this because I've had the opportunity to watch several of his videos over the last several months, ever since Mike introduced me. And I've got all kinds of questions and fun stuff to walk through. So Mike, with that, will you please introduce our well-esteemed guest?
Well, I've been watching his YouTube channel for probably a couple years right now. I'd like to welcome the wacky, the zany, the junk man. Welcome, junk man.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sorry, I don't have an applause track.
That was my feeble attempt at applause. Yay!
And stuff, you need a sound bite or some clapping and stuff.
Yeah, I need to get one of those. That's what we need. I'll have to work on that, especially now that we've had a few guests. So you're actually our third guest.
John Man, please introduce yourself, your channel, what your channel's about. Just so if anyone out there of our audience hasn't heard of you, we want to make sure they do check out your YouTube channel because it's actually a lot of fun. So go ahead and introduce yourself and your channel.
I'm that junk man, and I'm that junk man because the junk man was taken, and junk man was taken. So, I always hate saying it's a toy channel, but people always call it a toy channel. But you know, I cover a lot more than just toys. But I try to find something unique in history about toys, pop culture, mostly Star Wars, 90% Star Wars.
Yep.
So that's about it. If you're into toys and Star Wars, pop culture, especially 70s and 80s, I think anybody will enjoy it.
Right.
Well, the vintage.
Well, I'll be open with you. As I've watched, I've enjoyed the nostalgia of it all for me. I mean, a lot of stuff that you talk about is, I think we're probably around the same age time frame. And it's been, it's fun to think back to those moments when you're talking about Star Wars movies, Star Wars toys, collectibles. And I've quite enjoyed that.
Yeah. The, vintage Star Wars is what turned me onto your channel, and then seeing all the other stuff that you've brought onto there really kept me. So
I always like when I do a video and people say I forgot all about that.
Right. So what how long ago did you start the channel, and why did you start it?
Why? Boredom. Now I was running a Twitter account though, Star Wars Junk. Uh-huh. And then I think The Force Awakens was coming out, and I was just throwing up clips from TV clips and stuff like that. And it slowly, I said, hey, I'm going to try a video. I did a character on the first one, and that people thought it was real, and they started saying, hey, because I act like all nervous in it and everything. And then it just slowly bought into me just doing my own videos and kind of moving away from just doing clips from the new movies and stuff.
So you were doing kind of a caricature of yourself, and then just decided
I was doing Jonas Grummy while I was in the closet, and I was doing unboxing videos, and I was acting all nervous and everything.
Oh, you know what?
All the comments were like, man, calm down, it's okay.
I remember the closet. I watched a few of those.
Oh yeah, them are the old ones. Yeah, so the first about year or so I was in the closet.
That's funny. Well, I've got to start off with this because it's my favorite segment.
Oh, yes.
That I just got to laugh with you about. I love your segments on Craigslist. Your Craigslist that crack me up. I love them so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I love doing those.
That stuff's like comedy gold, man.
That's the problem. Everyone's like, do more. But it takes a long time to find that many of this.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine. Well, I will say, here's what I've learned. I am not. Mike is the collector. I am not. I love movies. I love TV shows. I love stories, you know, that kind of thing. But Mike is the collector.
Yeah. And I'm the more of the nerd out of the two of us.
But here's what I've learned from, and I sincerely do appreciate you taking the time to do the Craigslist ones, because I would not have known all those details with the figures that you bring up, and where you talk about, you know, this is an original Luke Skywalker, 1977. Yeah, I had no idea really 78 was the year, kind of a thing. And I was like, oh, okay, 77, yeah. You know, this is Empire Strike Back figure, you know, kind of a thing. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
You mean the
most of them's pretty obvious. You mean it'd be like Captain Kirk, and somebody say, I got this Luke Skywalker figure.
Right. I love the one where it was, what was it? It was original Star Wars VHS tape, but it was the one where it was the picture was Star Trek.
Yeah. And there's usually one I try to end it with. It's like a big long description that has nothing to do at all with what they're selling.
Oh, right. Like, where they're telling their whole story, yeah, their whole family story, the whole thing. Oh,
my backstock. Whole backstory. How they got this one figure. It has nothing to do with the figure.
Right.
Yeah, like
my Aunt June came over and then did this. And yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, they take a while to do.
So do you scrounge Craigslist and then screenshot that stuff and save it for a video? Or is that how you do that?
Most of the time, if I'm looking around, some people will send me some now that I've started doing them. And actually, those screenshots, I redo them. Okay. Because I didn't want no personal information in there. Sometimes some of the last names that they mention, I'll change it. Because somebody commented and said, it looks like you wrote all these. And I was like, well, I kind of did tinker with it. Because, you know, Craig's doesn't show the state and everything. So I thought I'd take that out.
But sure.
I try to get at least 10 to 15 of them before I can make a video.
Right. Well, they are good. I have enjoyed them. So thank you for your work on those.
Thanks for watching them.
Yeah. So what is your favorite segments that you like to do? Which ones are the ones you really enjoy doing?
The ones that's mostly the most fun to me is anything that's been banned or unreleased.
But, okay.
They're getting harder and harder to find the more I make.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
And those always.
I have enjoyed. I did watch your stuff about I almost said Mara Jade again. Cara Dune.
Is that my Cara Dune shirt? Yeah, I thought I saw the head. Okay. Still didn't like that shirt.
I'm hoping to still get the action figure.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Right. For those that may not know, what you guys are referencing, help others understand what's the deal with the Cara Dune action figure. Now, this is the retro one, right?
Yes.
Now, does it come with a set? Or do you have to buy each individual, but they've pulled that one? Is that what's going on?
Well, we don't really know for sure. No one's really talking. Yeah.
Okay.
I talk to Hasbro and they always give you vague answers like we produced all the figures we're going to produce. So they don't come out and say yes or no. So I'm not really sure. I did a video on it where I said, okay, Hasbro, it seems like if somebody won't give you a straight answer to something they hope to sell, that makes you wonder, they don't want you to go out looking for it.
I don't understand the point of canceling the action figure, actually, because it's like you got plenty of people who are going to want to buy it. What do you care if somebody wants to spend their money on it? You know, that to me, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's already made. And the way I look at it, that's the character you're buying. You're not buying the...
Right.
Say what you want to about the actress, but you're buying the character.
Right.
Right. Right. It makes me wonder if it's going to turn out like that that E.T. video game that fills some landfills down in Arizona, where, you know, all the ones they or something.
I think is there a specific
figure that you have enjoyed talking about, like one of your favorites out of that, like something that was banned or something that is hard to get a hold of? Was there anything like that you've enjoyed talking about as far as those go?
I think that is any one. I mean, the probably the Kenner vintage stuff in 85 that they didn't do, they were planning on doing. That was probably the most interesting because I learned a lot too when I was researching that video.
Yeah. Do you have to do a lot of research for your stuff? Do you put in a lot of research to do your videos?
Not as much as you
I watch them, so it makes me think that you do. Kind of a thing. There's a lot of detail in this.
It's usually I take notes and write them. Usually I'm sitting there saying, what do I want to do a video on? And I'm got a couple of things and I look it up and take notes real quick and then I run with it. There's a few of them that take a little longer, but most of them's pretty fast.
Did you do a video on the ET cartridges?
Don't think I did.
Okay.
I think I did something on Atari that talked about it, but it wasn't a video about just that.
Okay.
But I did do a video of the Star Wars toys that got buried in a salt mine.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you referenced it in that.
Yeah, I think I might have. I think I've talked about Atari a couple times and brought it up. So.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep. So let me ask you this. What would you say to somebody who is not I'm not a collector, but I do enjoy, you know, I love Star Wars and I love figures and I enjoy stuff out there. What would you tell them to, if they wanted to start, where should we start or what should we look out for? Like, for example, I love the Obi-Wan, the hot toys, the one that's the Obi-Wan on Tatooine, kind of the bridge. He looks like he's a figure, you know, between the Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan to the Alec Guinness, you know, kind of a thing. And so what should we look out for when collecting?
Well, I only really know the old stuff. I collect some of the new, but it's mostly if I like it, I get it. I have to buy everything new that comes out. Right. So when it comes to the old stuff, if you're looking at getting the vintage stuff, I would say first read all you can about it. Find out who they made, who they didn't make, or what weapons they came with, what they look like, because there's a lot of fakes out there too. And so I would really just like to know the line before you start digging into just going out and buying any little thing you see pop up on eBay real cheap.
Right. Right. Like $200 for a Han Solo that doesn't have his head on him.
Yeah. And anybody starting out, I would start low and buy beater figures, buy the cheapest figures you can until you know you want to collect them and you got some beaters, you can use the trade and stuff like that. So I would go cheap to start with before I start throwing down $500-$600.
I can tell you collecting vintage Kenner action figures is kind of like, it's like a starter drug.
Yeah.
Seriously.
What are you saying? It's a gateway. Kenner is a gateway to the really getting full blown into the whole collectibles.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Hasbro's new stuff is like marijuana, and vintage Star Wars toys is like cocaine. So that's how you're gonna.
I love it.
We may quote you on that.
That's great.
Hey, can we pull a soundbite of that?
I can pull a soundbite from it.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's good.
Man.
I do appreciate what you said though, specifically about get what you like. I know in the early days when I collected comics, I did what I liked, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, but it may be worth money someday, and then I got captured into that, and. So I have to be careful with the gateway figures if I start.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. Be careful with that whole collecting for money stuff.
I got the Death of Superman comic for that.
So did we.
So did we.
I'm going to retire right there. About two of each.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And then I did two of each of the Reign of Superman right after that. Yep. the whole series right at that.
Yeah, and I got
right
after that. Batman Breaks His Back, all leading up to that too.
Yep.
All right at the same time.
Yep. Nightfall. Yep. Nightfall. And then I collected Night's End right after that. And yep. Yeah. So so thank you for the reminder. Buy what you like. Don't collect,
don't buy anything that says collector's issue or that it's for collectors, because everybody's gonna buy it.
Right.
Right.
And they made a zillion of them on top of it.
Right.
That is true. That is true. So yeah. So let me ask you this, with your channel, what has been, I know I asked you about your favorite episodes, but what has been the most encouraging thing about taking the time and effort into putting into a YouTube channel? Because I mean, for us here, we enjoy the audio and you know, it doesn't take much to edit that, but I can't imagine all the work it takes to edit video. And so what's been your biggest drive, or what's been your biggest encouragement from doing the YouTube channel?
It's mostly just the feedback. But I love the comment section. I know some YouTubers probably don't read their comments. Make sure I get every one. I try to read them all, especially now I'm still on the small end. So I know it get harder the more views I get. But usually it's right. That, like I said, it's hard to edit a video. Because like I did a video on dinosaurs last week. I mean, last night that nobody seemed to really like. Tanked. The video was like 8 minutes. And it took me like 2 hours to edit and everything.
So, okay.
I just haven't got around to watching it yet.
Okay, everybody just, I also posted it late at night. I never post that late, so I think that threw it off some also.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. So with YouTube, you got to kind of watch. But I did it like midnight and people wasn't watching. But it's mostly just the hearing back from everybody else that watched the videos.
I was happy yesterday, last night, I was just about to get off of YouTube, and one of your videos popped up. You know how it kind of brings up videos you might be interested in and stuff? And one of your videos popped up, and it was one from, I think, 9 months ago, and it was the Kiss Migo dolls. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, I got to watch this, because I'm a big Kiss fan, too. So, I was like, oh, I got to watch the Migo one. That was fun. I like that.
Yeah, and that was one I wanted to do, but then I kept, usually if I think everybody's already done it, I won't touch on it, but sure. I just really wanted to talk about that one. So,
no, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Well, I will say this. I've enjoyed your perspective in the videos. So I think even though it's something that someone may have already done, it's just funny to get your how shall I say, your wit and your sarcasm behind some of this stuff. So thank you.
Yeah, I get a kick out of your – I kind of describe you as having a dry sense of humor, and yeah, I get a kick out of it. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say I did start your latest one at the time of our making the audio. Your latest one is about Lucas and Spaceballs. Yeah. So I was like, oh, 6 minutes, I can get that in. And then, but I only got 3 minutes in and stuff. So that's fascinating so far. So I'm looking forward to finishing it after our time together and stuff. So
it's the videos I always like to do, but they're always like, I can tell the whole story in 2 seconds, but you always got to find a way to drag it out a little bit.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
Well, at least give context and stuff, which I think you did really nice. I did enjoy the link to, or the video that you brought up, the merchandising that happened within the Spaceballs movie. So bringing that out. So I thought it was pretty good. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Spaceballs, the toilet paper.
Well, they actually made a Star Wars sick bag that was in Airplane. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it was.
Okay.
Revenge of the Sith sick bag. Well, they'll make
anything.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
What has been your most unique in talking about your videos or even in collecting? What's been your most unique item that you really enjoyed? Like the story behind, man, there's this one thing that I wanted to get, this one thing I wanted to collect, and you were able to get it. Or what has been your favorite? What's the story behind your favorite collectible items? And you may not have just one; you may have several.
I can't think of nothing that's really that. The thing I got now, I did a video on, is there are old Star Wars figures that I buried in the ground. And we went back, me and my son went back and dug them up. Oh, did a two-part video on that probably about a year ago. And, you know, they're horrible looking. But that's probably out of everything I got. That's probably the most special because I know, you know, them are the ones I had. Like, I got an R5D4, too, that's all beat up and everything. But
sure,
he's the one. He's one of a few from my childhood, too, that I have. And I can remember, you know, playing with him. And he's beat up, and I can see, you know, it brings back a lot of memories. So that's more where I'm connected more than anything new buying.
So how
I'm going to have to check that out.
How was the condition of the action figures after you? I'm going to have to look up that video, but.
No, it's actually, I'm surprised at how they looked. They looked pretty good.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they were dirty, and I had to wash them off and everything. But, I mean, they were faded colors, but I was a little better than I thought they would be.
So what, were you pretending that was a Salak pit or something?
No, we took them out in the woods and buried them years ago, just being kids.
So it was kind of like, what do they call that?
Yeah, they were buried in a box, too. It wasn't like they were just loose in the
okay.
dirt.
Okay, so you were doing...
I think that's what helped them.
You were doing like
they were in a metal box. So okay. That kind of helped.
So were you doing like a time capsule then?
Probably so.
Oh, cool.
I remember burying it more than I remember why I buried it. You know, we played in the woods a lot back then, so I probably just, you know... I think I remember Gilligan's Island. They dug up a time capsule or something, so I probably went out there.
Right.
Buried
right.
Well, that's fitting because, you know, George Lucas did that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, with his Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think he put up the little wind-up R2-D2 in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was actually working on a video of that, but I don't think I ever did. But I remember looking into it.
Well, that would
funny.
Be cool. That would be cool. I never
That's
did
funny.
Like that.
Mike, repeat that. You went out there for a moment.
I said I've never done anything like that where I buried any of my action figures. Heck, I remember we had a big snowstorm here in Illinois in 82, and I can remember this huge, you know, huge snow that we had in our front yard, and I wanted to take all my Hoth action figures out there and play with them, and my mom wouldn't let me do it. She's like, no, you'll lose them.
How long of a stretch of time was it when you buried them and then when you went back to get them?
Oh, it was probably buried around, judging by the figures inside, and it was probably around 83. So I went back last September. It took two videos for me to find it.
Wow.
And my son actually found it digging up, and I didn't have the camera ready or anything. So I was like, man, this video could have been better.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I mean,
sure
you can see
I think it's this.
I was like,
I'm sure the story is great. I have not seen those, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to pull those tonight, I think, and take a gander at those.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think it was figures, cassette tapes, and a couple other things in there.
Oh, wow. Well, so what was the cassette tapes?
It was too wet. It was some reason everything in the box was wet. It was wet, and it was too jammed up, and I don't even have a cassette player, so I don't know what's on it. I'm going to have to try to clean it off and see.
So
knowing me, it's probably me holding the mic to the TV recording some sounds or something.
I did that. I totally did that. I did that with Buck Rogers. I love the Buck Rogers theme song. And I had the little cassette tape, you know, so I could record it.
Yeah, I would do that.
Gosh, I haven't thought about that since you said that.
Stuff. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I can go you one better with the whole recording thing. When I was a kid, I'd spend a lot of time at my grandparents' house. And my grandparents used to like to go out yard sailing, right? And they bought a reel-to-reel recorder. And I used to love that thing. And I would record like episodes of Twilight Zone on the reel-to-reel tape and then listen back to it like hundreds of times, you know. Twilight Zone, The Incredible Hulk, A-Team, you know, Dukes of Hazzard, whatever, you know.
Yeah, my dad had a reel-to-reel. And
we are totally.
I like how I could run it back. Really high-pitched.
Yeah.
I remember that, doing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys ever do it and then go backwards and then try to talk backwards to see if it go forwards and play?
Yeah.
I knew some people that did that.
Yeah, he's tapping his ear.
That was a signal to Steven.
Yeah, I remember the signal. So I don't remember what it meant, but
Steven's having some mic issues every now and then. So, and I just noticed that
it starts crackling. Yeah, is it crackling now?
It's crackling a little bit. A little bit. A little bit.
Well, he's outside of the beach, so.
Well, yeah, no kidding. You know, if you weren't on the beach, you know, maybe it wouldn't crackle like that and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
For our audio listeners, all right, let me try. Steven's got a background on the Zoom video of some tropical beach, which I would love to be at. I'd love to be there at that beach with a margarita in my hand, but. Yeah, let's. Okay. All right. I think we're good now.
Is that better?
One of the things I wanted to ask you actually was about your hat. I love your hat. And if I got this right, that's the belt buckle of Snaggletooth's action figure, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. That is so
people cool. Ask me, and I was like, I'm not telling what it is.
That is so cool. I love it.
Yeah,
that.
And I call it the collector seal. I made it up, made a seal. So
no, I like it. That's awesome.
And I put it on some shirts. And people was like, where did I get the hat? And I was like, I like having a hat nobody else has. So.
I wondered about that too, because I was like, I wouldn't mind having a hat. That's cool.
Yeah. I tried to use it. I was trying to think of a logo for my brand.
Yeah.
And I was doing all J and M's and stuff, and I couldn't come up with nothing. You see, I don't know if you can see, it's got a little pig hole in it too.
Oh yeah. I didn't notice it until you said that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I use it on mostly as a logo for my channel, and that's why I call it the collector seal. Any collector, at least old stuff, should know what that is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh,
right.
Well, I recognize it.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, you passed the test, Mike. I did not pass the test.
And I did a whole video about his belt buckle. So anyone that watched the video should know to.
I saw that one.
Right. Obviously, well, I have not seen that one.
Now, do you have a blue Snaggletooth action figure?
Yes.
Do you? That's one I haven't got yet. You know, oh, is he on the shelf? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I see him. I see
a little glass case back there.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, I haven't acquired that one yet.
I actually had one as a kid, but I traded it for a land speeder in the 90s.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I had two figures on a land speeder, and I don't know why I did it.
Did you at least get an original land speeder, or was it a 90s land speeder?
No, it was original land speeder and a Haunt Halt, and I don't remember the other one.
And at the time,
at a comic store.
At the time, you probably thought that was a great trade, too.
Yeah, I was like 3 for 1. And I actually found another one at a yard sale a couple of years ago. I couldn't believe it. I never find nothing at a yard sale.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never find I hate going to yard sales. I like going to flea markets, but I don't like to go to yard sales.
Now, this yard sale actually was in the paper or online. It said Star Wars toys. So I went to look. And
oh.
He had mostly just, he had an ad at some of the ships and stuff. And I asked him, he said, well, I got figures in my room. My wife's making me sell everything. and he brought like a bag of figures out. And I said, I'll give you 100 for everything you got. And I didn't even realize there's a blue Snaggletooth in it until I started digging, looking around.
That's awesome.
Obviously, yeah. He didn't realize it either.
Yeah, he didn't know. Yeah. He thought 100 was there. He's like 100. I was like, yeah. He was happy and I was happy.
Sure, sure.
Right. That's cool. Hey, let me ask this. I was talking with Mike briefly earlier. We were talking today because I brought up, because we talked about several weeks ago that being that I'm not part of the, I don't collect realistically, but there seems to be this debate about original versus if it's a reproduction or those kinds of things. What's your opinion about that?
Well, before I upset anyone out there.
Okay. Sorry.
I only speak for myself. I don't like reproductions. I don't understand why anybody wants reproductions. but people always get mad and say, don't tell me what I need to buy and stuff like that. So. As long as they're marked so you know what they are, I don't have that much of a problem with them. But right. It's when they make it identical as the original. They even make it past the float test. They'll do everything they can. That way people can get ripped off by it. And even if they buy it and they know it's not real, fair. Yeah, one day I'm going to pass away and all this stuff's going to get thrown up on eBay. I know. And my kids ain't going to know what. If I had on me, they ain't going to know what's real and not real.
Right.
But for me personally, right. I don't see the fun of hunting down a fake gun or a fake figure. I tell people tell me all the time, well, I can't afford a yak face. I was like, well, take that $60 for a fake one, put it aside, and in a year, put another $60 with it. And then it might take you a while, but would you rather have a real one at the end than, you know, somebody made in his basement?
Oh, sure.
So how do you feel about, was it Stan Solo Creations?
Well, I didn't do it. I did an interview with, Michael, who's the other guy?
Michael French.
I'm not, retro. The custom maker guy. Sith Lord.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Sith Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I actually did an interview with him, and I mean, he does custom, but I ain't got no problem at all with custom figures. Like, okay. He sent me the Han Stormtrooper, which I don't really put it with my collection, but it looks really good and everything. And custom's not going to fool anybody because, I mean, they never made them, so.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with the customs. Me and him debated some about the repo figures he does because they look just like the real ones. He doesn't put a stamp on them, which is okay.
Right.
But I know he sent me the Power of the Force coin that he made for Luke Stormtrooper.
Right.
And I got the Luke one, and it's identical. I can't find anything on it.
Wow.
It's really hard to tell.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. But and I know his carded figures on the back, they say Smith Lord reproduction on the back. Still not a fan of it myself. I wouldn't buy them because I don't see. It's like buying an autographed poster of Star Wars that somebody down the road signed. I don't care. Sure. I don't care if it ain't real. You know, so it's no fun for me. But as long as somebody can tell and they're not getting ripped off by it, it don't bother me as much. But me personally, I'm not buying any.
Do you think that's the biggest thing, though, is about the being ripped off kind of a thing? Realistically, if someone has something that's a reproduction and they're trying to pawn it off as original, realistically, that's the issue behind reproductions, that people are trying to take advantage of others?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of times people don't even know what they have either. You know, and that's what's taking the fun out of it for me to collect, because I can't go on eBay and buy nothing because I can't trust that the weapons and real. And I know people tell me, well, you gotta look, and I say you can't tell on eBay if a gun's real or not. And then you have to go to a Facebook group and ask, and then you get 10 replies and they're all different. You know, everybody says half says it's real, half says it's fake, half says it doesn't matter.
Right. It sucks
the fun out of it. Yeah.
Man, I didn't realize I was gonna open up a can of worms on this.
Oh yeah. And it used to be where almost everybody agreed, repro sucks. But now it seems like there's a whole different group of people that really get upset when I say I don't like repro.
Right. Well, I'm one of those guys. Everybody has their opinion, and that's okay. I don't have any issues with that. I'm just curious because it does seem to be an interesting debate about, you know, if, you know, it should you buy or should you not. But I appreciate your insight on the aspect of the – you know, we don't want people to get taken advantage of. I mean, guys like me will probably get taken advantage of because I don't know.
I've bought them before and I didn't know. And I know the stuff. And I think every collector I know has bought them before and didn't know. So,
right.
If it's going to fool me, it's going to fool, you know, somebody that collects a lot of it. You know, it's going to fool any new person coming in.
Sure. That's true. I agree with that.
Yeah. Right. Like somebody says, they've got a Boba Fett that launches the rocket, you know, kind of a thing. It's like, I don't think they.
I can tell you right now, if you see any ad saying they've got a Boba Fett with a rocket firing Boba Fett, don't buy it. It's fake. It's fake. Don't buy it.
No, unless it's from a collector that's really. People know in the community, it's most likely it's not a prototype. You know, there's only a handful of them, and they're all kind of, everybody knows where they're all at.
Yeah, they're at Steve Sansweet's place.
Sansweet, yeah. But you wouldn't believe, like when I do a Boba Fett video on that rocket, I'll get comments saying, my dad's uncle worked at Kenner and brought, and he brought a whole box full of them home. Or, oh, I got one in the mail. They must have screwed up.
Right.
There's Bubba.
Yeah, this is the retro one, though. I got a bunch of...
That still looks good. I got a retro one over here, too, so...
Oh, I got a bunch of originals. Oh, I got one more toy to show you. Here, watch this.
Oh no, the cloud car.
So what we all see, everybody, is the cloud car. Mike is holding up the cloud car, the Bespin cloud car.
There's kind of a little bit of a personal joke between Junkman and I. Because he did a video with the cloud car, and I kind of responded to it on Facebook. Because I actually hold a fondness to the cloud car, and everybody seems to hate it.
I play with a lot of the kids, and I actually don't hate it as much. But it's the one to pick on. It's the one that you, ugh, cloud car.
I get that.
But it didn't make any sounds, and it was ugly. And I don't know why. One guy sits way over here, and one guy sits way on the other side, and they can't even talk to each other. I don't know who designed that thing.
See, now, I thought it was kind of a cool design. I liked it because it was different than any other ship out there. So I always found it interesting. Plus, I got it as a kid. My parents didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't get a lot of the vehicles. I had a land speeder and a cloud car, and I think those are the only vehicles I ever owned. And so I liked my cloud car. And then I hear that all the time. There's another podcast of collectors from the UK, and they were dogging on the cloud car. It was a couple of years ago, and I got on Facebook with them, and I'm like, hey, leave the cloud car alone. I'm honestly trolling them. I'm just having some fun with them, you know.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was great. So yeah, I had to show you because when we first scheduled with you, I actually had seen this at Walmart, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to buy that.
Yeah, I know a guy. Well, I talked to a guy online with that. It says all he collected was a cloud cart. And he had like a massive wall of cloud carts. I was like,
holy cow.
He has somebody like everything out there. He's like, that's his focus, his cloud cart.
Oh, okay.
It looks like orange shoes.
Nice. Nice. I don't like the cloud cart that much.
I guess he was buying them thinking one day it's going to get the love it deserves and he's going to have them all.
Well, I think the love it deserves is at his house, apparently.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because if I'm going to focus on any of them, it's going to be Boba Fett. That's my favorite.
Yes. I got too much Boba Fett. I bought a hot toy, my first one. It was Boba Fett. My son's like, another Boba Fett? I'm like, well, if I got to start with a hot toy, it's going to be Boba Fett.
I agree with that.
Right.
And it's Kenner Boba Fett, so.
Hey, I did get that one. I understand that. Kenner Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenner. To me, the Kenner action figure is the best of them. I love it. In fact, my only surviving childhood Kenner action figure is a Boba Fett.
No, really?
Yeah.
They did really good with the 12-inch, too, out of that whole line. I think that's better than the 12-inch was better than what Hasbro did in the 90s with it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I've never gotten one of those, though. I'd like to get one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's really good. Let's see, yeah, it's better.
What did you think about Boba Fett showing up in Mandalorian?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. You know, the rumors were out there, so I was like, I wish it wasn't, so it kind of surprised me more. But, yeah, I love seeing it. I can't wait to see his show, see how that goes.
Were you surprised?
Right, agreed.
At the end with Jabba's Palace and all that?
Yeah, I watched the show, and then my friend asked what I thought about the end credit, and I was like, I cut it off when the credits came up, so I had to go back and watch it.
Right.
We did the same thing.
We did.
Yeah. We watched it together, actually, via Zoom or whatever. And Steve and I watched it. And then, you know, we saw the Luke Skywalker entrance and blew our minds. We were just like, oh, my gosh, freaking out. And then, you know, credits come up. We stopped it. And it was like a day later, Steven calls me and he's like, dude, you got to watch after the credits. And I was like, what? He's like, you got to watch after the credits. You thought the Luke Skywalker was amazing. Wait till you see what's after the end credits. And yeah, and then I watched that and it just blew my mind. I was like, what? We're getting a Boba Fett show?
Yeah. I loved it. I did enjoy seeing, because we're talking about Boba Fett. I did enjoy seeing Boba Fett in The Mandalorian. It was neat to see that. I mean, because he is a fan favorite, and I'm glad they did that, and I enjoyed it. So yeah. But then I had no idea.
Yeah, it was good to see him finally do some ass kicking.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said, right? Too. Yeah. I was so happy with that. And then we also finally got to know what that big tool that the sand people carry around is. We got to know what that's actually for.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a toothpick for the Bantha. Yeah.
He was cleaning out the Bantha teeth with it. Yeah. It looks like the end of it. That's right. Yeah.
Right.
I saw that scene. Right. I was like, wow, that's what that's for. Awesome.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Is there anything, like, for those that may be listening, is there anything you want to make people aware about with your channel or any special projects or anything that you have going on that you want to, again, this is just an opportunity to plug what you're doing, plug anything that you've got going on, just to share with our folks who are listening?
I don't really got anything going on. People always ask what I got coming up, and it's usually me sitting in front of the computer and say, I want to do that, and I make a video about it. So I don't really have.
Right on.
I mean, there's a few in my head, like, I hope to get to one day. Right. I actually was, last couple of weeks, been trying to do a video. Speaking of time capsule, someone in England buried his figures. Somebody dug them up and put them on an auction site, like one that was official, like a big auction. That wasn't like eBay. It was like a real auction company got it.
Like a Sotheby's or something.
Yeah, and I found the guy that bought it from the auction, and he had a video of him opening it up, and he put it on YouTube back in 2007.
Oh, wow.
But then it got deleted or something, and he can't find the video. So that threw off my whole video. So I'm hoping he can dig that out somewhere or something.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So that might be coming one day.
So that auction, did they bid on it before it was open, or did they actually open it and then bid on it?
From what I remember, they bid on it before it was opened.
Oh my gosh. So they could have just gotten, who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And one of the things inside was a vinyl cake Jawa. I'll spoil it for you.
Oh, wow. Wow. Steven, for your information, the vinyl cape Jawa is the most valued Kenner action figure out there.
Why is that?
I'll let the junk man explain it.
Very little was made. There was a lot of made at the time. It was the first series, but it was quickly changed to a cloth cape. So it was released on card within that first year only. So they're very hard to find. And I guess he just went to buy one.
Right.
I thought
he was going to go get one. I was like, oh my God, don't tell me he's got a vinyl cape. Oh.
Yeah, I don't have a vinyl cape.
Cool. I do know a guy who's got two vinyl capes, and he showed them to me. I was like, you got two. Can't you just give me one? Yeah, they were just very limited. And then, you know, back in 78 when they came out, most people ripped them open and played with them. So finding it on cards is extremely rare. It's already hard enough to find them, you know, loose. But they're faked very easy, so got to be careful.
Now, Junkman, in my collector's case, I have a baseball bat case that I have my action figures in with lighting in it.
Yeah, I got lights.
Yeah,
The bottom one lights up.
Oh, nice.
Yep, exactly like that. Now I do have a Jawa in that I kind of made my own cape for. So
I've got one I cut a bean cape and put on it a long time ago. Yeah. But it's cut horrible. It's not going to fool anybody.
Well, I used,
I'm not good at it.
I used Toy Poloy's cape pattern to make mine. So mine looks fairly real, but the armholes are too big, which somebody pointed out.
Yeah, that's usually a sign.
Yeah, somebody pointed out to me. They're like, I would check that vinyl cape. I think that's a repro. And I'm like, well, I kind of know it's repro. I actually reproed it.
Yeah, once you know that Jawa, because people in the 90s used to cut the Obi-Wan cape and try to sell it in Toy Shop Magazine. But that cape's a different color. And like I said, the holes are different. So.
Not to mention Obi-Wan's bigger than the Jawa. So.
Yeah, people would just cut it in half. Yeah, and the holes would be huge on his little arms. So.
That's funny.
That's cool. All right. Well, we are hitting about our time and stuff. So, Mike, any other final questions? This is your moment. This is we're excited about having you on here. So, thanks so much for being here with us.
No problem.
Any other questions? Any other questions you have, Mike?
No, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate your videos. I get a kick out of them. They're a lot of fun. My wife's not your biggest fan, but I have to say that. I showed her the Craigslist videos. Oh my gosh, she laughed so hard at those. Those were the funniest things ever. So, you know, you even won her over with those.
Oh really? Okay. You know, I did one a while back that was kind of like a Craigslist where people put on Facebook stuff that didn't happen that was related to Star Wars. And I could not believe a lot of people liked it. And then people was like, "Don't get political." And I still can't figure out why they would say I was political in that video. I guess some people just see it in everything.
I'm gonna look for that one. That was stuff on Facebook that people were posting.
It was something like Star Wars shit that never happened or something like that.
oh, that did show up on my feed. Yeah. Okay.
People on Facebook talking about, you know, that they did this or that or something Star Wars related, and you can tell this.
And they thought you were getting political with that. I haven't seen that particular video.
Yeah, I don't. I still don't. Maybe if you watch it, you can let me know.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch that because I haven't heard you get political with anything at all.
Right.
And we try to avoid politics on our show too. So.
You know. Yeah, at least on Twitter, I would sometimes say political stuff, mostly just to get a reply. But right. I'm suspended. But I'm suspended right now on Twitter, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. How did you get...
We saw that.
Yeah, what did you get suspended from Twitter?
Ann told me. Saturday, I was putting pictures from Target, from stuff I found at Target. Then, Sunday, then Monday morning, I checked it, and I said I was suspended.
Oh, my gosh.
Never told me why.
Wow.
So, are you back on now, then, or?
No, I keep emailing them, and they won't email me back, so I don't know.
So they didn't give you like a time limit? You're not like in Twitter jail or something like that?
They hadn't told me anything, but you know how you can't get in touch with anybody.
Yeah, that's the problem with Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. But I do have anybody wants to follow me. I got Kenner Toys I've had also on Twitter for a long time. So
okay,
been using it. So
well, you know what? You know what I say
about
Twitter?
That's good to know.
I say Twitter is a hive of scum and villainy anyway. So.
I hate it, but I love it also. I don't like Instagram because I don't want to always post a picture. And Facebook, I'm limited who sees it. But, you know, and then I add like a jackass on there, too. So I'll put stuff like the best Skywalker in the movie is Rey Skywalker, you know, just to get those replies.
Just to get so riled up.
Yeah, people get all mad.
I have to say, I probably would chime on there.
Yeah. Because it's really good that people that don't follow me see it, and they really get,
Yeah, you posted something last couple days, and I was like, I think he's joking.
Yeah, right. Most times to get a reply.
That's what I figure.
Right.
That's what I figure.
Stir in the pot. Yeah. I love it. Stir in the pot.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, cool.
All right. Well, with that, hey, thank you. Sincerely, thank you so much for being here with us. It has been fun. You know, Mike's been wanting to connect with you, and he's the one that got me tuned into your show, and I have absolutely enjoyed it. So thank you so much for the hard work that you're putting into the YouTube channel. Thanks for just your zaniness that you put in there, your wit, the dry wit at times, because I've had to ask myself, I'm like, Wait a minute. Is he Joe? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. He's that's pretty good. Okay. Kind of a thing. So we really appreciate being there. For those that are listening, please check out his YouTube channel, That, THAT, Junkman, That Junkman. They are good videos. They are, I enjoyed seeing some of your old intros, some of the intros, the cartoon intros you had, and then what you're at now. So it's been fun for me for this time. So thank you so much for your time. Mike, anything else you want to add?
I just want to thank you for coming on with us, Junkman. I appreciate you being here. I've been a big fan of the show for a couple of years, so thank you so much.
Well, thanks for working with me, because like I said, people ask me, but it's hard to, even I'm not at my real job, sadly, I got one. You know, I'm at home working on a video or researching a video or doing something else, and then my mind forgets. So thanks for bearing with me.
Absolutely. No problem. Absolutely. It's been our pleasure.
Junkman.com, that'll take you right to my YouTube. ThatJumpman.com take you right to my YouTube page.
All right.
Okay, perfect.
And you can get his Cardoon shirt at JumpmanMerch.com. Let me plug that. Or this one.
Right on.
So for our audio audience, I'm wearing a T-shirt that Junkman made with the Cardoon retro action figure, which we're hoping will still come out. And then Junkman is wearing a – can you hold that up again? Cruising down the street in my 64. I can't see the picture very well, though.
It's rapper Eazy-E driving a Nintendo 64.
Nice. Okay, cool. So, and I know you got a lot of cool T-shirts on your thing. Actually, I want to get the Kenner logo, and I want to get the KB Toys, too. Those are really
cool. I love the KB Toys one. Yeah, I got it.
That KB Toys is good. It looked good, too.
Yeah,
because I used to manage the KB Toys way back when Nintendo 64 came out and the Star Wars Monopoly came out. I about killed myself that Christmas season.
I bet so. Well, it's, and that Cardoon shirt you got, people got upset about that too. I couldn't believe.
Oh my god!
Man, it's just again, it's about the figure, not about the. It's not a statement on the actress one way or the other.
And if you don't like it, don't buy it.
Yeah, and it's like me. If something's hot. I know I can sell it on a shirt. I'll make it real quick.
Right.
Well, you got me to buy one.
Yeah. Somebody was like, "You're just trying to make money off this." I was like, "Yeah, probably so." Why not?
Well,
why not?
Disney's decided they didn't want to make money off of it, so why not?
Yeah.
Right. They pulled them. So absolutely. Oh, I love it. Love it. Awesome. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for being with us. Again, everybody, please check out thatjunkman.com to take you to the YouTube page. And also, that is thatjunkmanmerch.com.
No, it's just Junkman Merch for the
Junkman shares. Merch. Thank you. Thanks for the clarification. Junkman Merch as well. All right. Well, with that, we are going to sign up. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We really appreciate it. Please comment on our Facebook page or on podcast as well. And Mike, you want to sign us out?
Yeah, don't forget to give us 5 stars when you listen to the podcast. Give us a rating and 5 stars wherever you can. We would really appreciate that. So until next time, over and out, and may the force be with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,
may the force be with you.